We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming for a Channel 3 special report.
Good evening. I'm David Barrows. Jonathan Shaw is on assignment. We apologize for our earlier coverage of the so-called Madison race riots. Reports coming in now indicate the violence is neither racially motivated nor restricted to the greater Madison area. What is certain is that this seemingly unexplainable mass hysteria continues to spread throughout the heartland, with injuries reported to be in the thousands. We now go live to Catherine Lanfear at St. Augustine Memorial Hospital. Catherine?
David, the staff here says they haven't seen anything close to the sheer volume of casualties. Badly injured, very frightened people are pouring in, no exaggeration, by the hundreds. And we're told that most of the injuries are bites, not gunshot or stab wounds, as we were led to believe earlier. Just a few minutes ago, we spoke with one of the doctors that has been on call since this morning when the patients arrived.
We have seen cases of complete digit finger extraction, deep throat laceration, even a large section of flesh torn away as if by a rabid dog or wild animal.
We've been told by nurses there have been complications.
Almost all wounds have shown immediate infection. Many have went into toxic shock. One patient...
Have there been fatalities?
Excuse me, please. I'm sorry, I have to go.
I was coming home from work, and I saw this woman in the road, and she was moaning or something, so I went out to go see. I thought she got hit by a car or something like that, and I went to go reach out to help her, and she bit me in the arm, scratched up my face, and I just took off. And
doctors are still at a loss as to the reason behind these attacks, and the situation doesn't seem to be improving. The past few minutes, I've seen four ambulances and several cars pull up with victims seeking emergency care. Whatever's going on, it seems to be far from over. David?
Thank you, Catherine. And speculation seems to surround the origin of this phenomenon. And theories include an airborne plague, a toxic chemical spill, bioterrorism, and even a spaceborne virus. And viewers should be advised that there is no official explanation as of yet. Teams from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Center for Disease Control, and Office of Emergency Preparedness have been dispatched to Chicago, Madison, and the Twin Cities. While martial law has not been declared, the governors of all three states are encouraging citizens to remain calm and stay at home for the present. We've had no official response from the White House, but it can be confirmed that the president is considering returning from his fishing trip at Jackson Hole. More on the situation as it develops.
The president wants to make it perfectly clear that this is not a case of bioterrorism. No such agents exist in the arsenal of any nation or known terrorist group. He also wants to stress the need for calm and respect for law and order. The quicker people can get off the streets and into their homes, the quicker the appropriate federal and state agencies can reach these troubled areas. Although a further call-up of reservists is on the table, our current overseas military assets will remain in place to reassure our allies that this is a minor, containable situation that we expect to see fully resolved in 24 hours or less.
Again, that was Press Secretary William Kaplan with the first official statement from the White House a little over 30 minutes ago, stressing calm and what he assures us is a fully containable situation. I've just received word from my producers that a tape showing one of these random attacks has been dropped off at our studio. I'm being told that the tape contains graphic material and violence. And viewers should be advised.
There you go. Keep just walk up, come to on. Her, walk up to her. Come on, hit her on the head, knock her out. It's great for them, man.
Yes. Dude, look at those melons, man. Come on. Are you look hot? At that. She is so hot. She's the hottest girl in school.
There you go.
There you go. Come on, man. Use some of those wrestling skills, baby. Yeah, that's
awesome. Yes. 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 Yes
I'd like to apologize for the footage you just witnessed. I did not have the chance to previously view it, and I'm sure neither did my producers, or they would have never allowed material of such poor taste to be broadcast on this or any television show, especially a news report.